This is 21st Century Journalistic Writing, and we are talking about sports and activities today. I am Mark Liberco. I'm a junior.
I'm Jacob Russell. I'm also a junior.
I'm Ray Pizarik. I'm a junior.
I'm Remy Merrill, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Isabel Klobiter. I'm also a junior.
I'm Avery Plotty, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ashlyn Steen. I'm also a junior.
I'm also a junior.
So recently the school made an announcement that all activities are canceled until December 7th. What do you all think of this decision?
I think it's a good decision because most of the cases at Mount Vernon have been coming from extracurriculars. So I think we should stop it until we can get the spread under control.
That seems logical and everything. Quite selfishly, I was a little bit mad about the decision just because I think there were only a handful of activities that were actually, like, spreading or doing any damage with the coronavirus. And I would have been fine if, like, those activities got suspended.
Yeah.
Or if, like, specifically, like, sports got... I know that there was a lot of spreading within sports if sports got suspended, but there wasn't a ton of spreading within, like, fine arts and other, like, non-athletic activities.
Yeah. I have to agree with Ashlyn on that. I think it was a good idea, but she does bring up some good points.
Yeah.
Yeah, like speech and science Olympiad and robotics and band. I don't think no one was quarantined because of those activities.
Yeah.
It was always the sports where people would go and breathe heavy without masks.
Well, like wrestling. Why? Should wrestling have even been a thing this year? That's like contact and a lot of it. And that's totally different than something like Science Olympiad. And I don't think that they should be treated in the same regard as far as protocol.
People wearing masks for wrestling and then like tackling each other doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
That's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work.
No.
I don't think it is either, but it's also kind of similar to football when they go in for tackling
yeah.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, during games, the boys weren't wearing masks.
Well, there wasn't a lot of cases with football.
There was not.
But I've also heard that outdoor activities, outdoor events, there has not been any super spreading outdoor events of my knowledge.
Yeah, and also football happened at almost like the start of the COVID, like it was the summer of.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad.
It was a low point.
Yeah,
no,
we didn't realize this.
I think, like, it's gotten so high because people are now indoors. Like, you can't go outside because it's cold out. So, and I think that's why softball, football were able to, like, thrive. Like, they were able to play, like, a full season.
Yeah, outdoor sports aren't nearly as dangerous as indoor sports because there's a lot more, like, ventilation.
Air movement.
Like, air circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You aren't going to be breathing the same air over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The new proclamation is really unfair towards, like, students and kids because I feel like most, or at least our school, has been doing a really good job of, like, being safe and, like, stopping the spread of, like, if you get it, you quarantine, whatever. Like, we haven't had anything too crazy. Like, most of the numbers are coming from, like, bars and restaurants. And, like, the new proclamation doesn't really change anything with that. And, like, the cases aren't coming from, like, the school. So it's kind of like, okay, just take that away, but we're not the problem kind of thing.
I am Mark Liberco. I'm a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, school is really important and, like, school obviously comes before athletics and stuff, but it just, like, seems like they've taken away, like, the only, not necessarily the only good part, but, like, the good part of school, and, like, are leaving, like, the rest of it, like, oh, we have to save, like, this, like, learning, but we can't, like, allow you guys to interact otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that school's even open.
Yeah.
So many schools around us that are closed at the moment, and COVID is so high, I'm just kind of surprised that Mount Vernon hasn't closed yet.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
But if you also look at other schools, they're doing things very differently than we are. Like, some schools aren't sending kids home if they're within 6 feet, and they're not following the same protocols we are. I think in the hybrid situation, we're getting less exposure than we would if we went full back. Like, I was talking to my mom, and she said that if we would have gone, like, all back that at that board meeting, then there would be so many people out right now.
Yeah.
I also think that Mount Vernon did a really good job of, like, jumping on it right away when other
mm-hmm.
communities didn't really take it seriously. And so I think, like, that initiative from the get-go really, like, put us ahead.
Also, our small size is an advantage. Like, bigger schools, like City High or whatever, it's a lot harder to, like, have it be separate and socially distanced.
Mm-hmm. And that also kind of makes a difference in activities that compete, like Science Olympiad and speech, where, like, you would usually go with other schools. And, like, it's now harder, like, with other schools having cases and everything to compete against them.
Yeah. For Science Olympiad, it's actually been a lot more opening because now we're going to things that include schools from California and Florida and New York. And it's very interesting to see all of these schools from places that we wouldn't get to see otherwise just because they can attend virtually.
One thing I'm starting to worry about a little bit is, like, our big plans for bands that may or may not get canceled in the future. Like, I forget what the name of it is, but we're going to the
Peach
Bowl, whichever one it is. But I'm worried that everything that's happening now might carry over to 2021 and 2022, and then we wouldn't be able to do those big activities that we have planned in the future.
Yeah, and it's especially affected, like, prom and homecoming, those kind of activities, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you think prom will happen this year?
That's a hard question because I've heard they could limit it only to seniors, but also, like, they could just cancel it overall. I'm not sure, though.
I think if that vaccine that we talked about last time, if that gets approved and can get sent out, I think there are greater chances of prom happening
mm-hmm.
go up. But if it stays like it is right now, I do not think even the senior class will get to have prom. It would be too dangerous.
Yeah.
That sucks, because that's such an important, like, night for a lot of seniors.
Yeah, and they didn't even get it last year. They didn't
okay.
get a real homecoming this year or prom last year, and if not this year.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Let's talk about our experiences now in our activities. I'm in choir, and we have been, like, sitting, like, 6 feet apart. He's, like, measured it out and set our chairs with tape markers that we know we're 6 feet apart. And singing with masks on, which is a lot more difficult to breathe, specifically. It's hard to, like, keep your breath and sing while having a mask on.
I assume it also changes the sound of everything overall, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then when we're in, like, mixed formations, it's really hard to hear each other, and so it makes it harder to blend.
Yeah, for sure. And we just started, it already changed back, but we just started doing A and B day people come in for choir, so that was kind of cool for once, but then, no, we're back to just A and B separate day choirs.
It also helps you work on yourself, too, with choir, like, finding the right notes and not having to listen to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a plus of it. It improves your singing ability.
I've actually talked to one of my friends about it, and she was talking about how she's usually, like, right in front of or behind another person from her section, and how it was, like, refreshing, like, challenging enough to just try to find her note by herself instead of having that, like, reliance on other people. And so she thought she was growing as a singer. So
The A-B split has also been really weird band, concert band. All three tubas are A-A. So there are no tubas in the B-Day band.
But then there's also all the trumpets besides three in the A-Day band, or in the B-Day band. So then we don't have all the voices we need in the band, so it doesn't...
It's very imbalanced.
Yes.
Yeah, this wasn't like our band director got to choose who went to where, so we could split it evenly. It's just randomized. So it's not great.
Anna, awesome. Do you have anything to say about, like, orchestra and how they're dealing with this?
I don't know, I haven't really been there for a while, so I can't really say, but, like, from when I was there, it's, Brooker's just small anyways, and so when you divide it in half, you have, like, a few of each instrument. Like, they usually have, like, one viola or something like that, and it makes things really difficult. But I don't know how it is right now. I haven't been there for a while, so I don't know.
I know with, like, this is a little bit off topic, but I know with, like, speech, since we had, like, such small groups, like Anna was talking about with orchestra, it was easy to, like, social distance, especially if we had a larger space, like, the pack. And so we weren't, like, struggling with, like, safety-wise. It was just a lot of struggling to, like, match and blend and hear each other. And so, like, these, I guess, like, from the inside, these don't seem like a lot of health challenges. They just seem like extra obstacles, and I know that they're not, but it's just like different than usual.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Mustang Moon Podcast.